So we left off on Monday with three possibilities how to learn Pshat in Agamar. Agamar tells us that although Be'ikaron we hold mitzvahs lovely others to do, and therefore there's nothing fundamentally wrong with using a mikvah that is off limits for you in terms of Hanoi. You took a neder not to use this mikvah. Nevertheless, if it's B'mos HaChama, then we have a problem. If it's a hot summer day like today, then we have a huge problem. What's the huge problem? So we have three possibilities. So the Ran says that mitzvah slavichadus only covers hanasa mitzvah. It doesn't impact on hanasa guf. And clearly, according to the Ran, this is the dimin Torah. But this is called being nana. Lemaisa being nana. I'm cooling off of the mikvah. That's called being nana. And that would be a violation of the Torah loyachal devar. But other mishnayim, such as the Meiri, and this idea from the Rashba, Meseches Nedarim, it seems to take a little bit more of a toned-down version of this Gemara, that any Hanos HaGuf that actually comes simultaneous with Hanos Mitzvah kind of gets subsumed, gets swallowed up by the Hanos HaMitzvah, and we can apply the rule of Mitzvah Slavichadus Denu even to the Hanos HaGuf. However, the reason why the case of the Mikvah is worse is because the Hanos HaGuf is continuing afterwards. An hour later, the guy still feels refreshed. He feels cooled down. Therein lies the problem. So Hanos HaGuf, that simultaneous Hanos Mitzvah, we can ignore. Hanos HaGuf that exists post Hanos Mitzvah is problematic. We left off hanging at the end of Shia Monday two ways of understanding that Chiluk. So if you can understand that Chiluk min HaTorah, that Kol Zman that Hanos HaGuf occurs simultaneous with Hanos HaMitzvah, with their eyes, it's almost bottle. It's almost like just becomes subsumed, covered by the Hanasa Mitzvah. And that's the Dimin HaTorah. And any lingering Hanah poses a problem in their eyes. So, well, maybe the Dimin HaTorah, the Rashi and the Dimin, maybe agree. Dimin HaTorah is what I'm talking about. All Hanahs, Hapo Mitzvah, all Hanahs, Shas Maisa, Hanahs, Yachar Maisa, all Hanahs and Wolves that come together, and we have a very broad definition of together, are covered by Mitzvah HaNos. So what's the meaning? What's the Rashi? What means we share it all? Maybe there's some kind of half-day dinner or one with the Chumash on here. We're afraid that if HaNos continue afterwards, it kind of looks bad. It looks like a minana, but that looks like not. People don't always chop. Not everybody's so smart. Not everybody comes to share. Not everybody knows it, that there's a call for Mitzvah HaNos. You see a guy who's getting this kishmak an hour later, not everyone's such a great time to realize, oh, this Hanos is bottled to the Hanos HaGuf, the Hanos Mitzvah from an hour ago. So maybe it's only in a half-baked problem to jump. Come on, come here. We like to observe Torah and observe it. So what's the difference? So I'll show you the following shot. It's a mamish in Maisa Shaya, Neir Ha'ayim, a Maisa Shaya, where this Shaila came up. So the time, you guys don't even remember, I was in the spirit, you guys don't even remember this. There used to be a thing called communism. There used to be a thing called the Soviet Union. Everybody had a history of it. So the Soviet Union was very, very anti-Torah, as you probably not aware of. In the early years of the Soviet Union, so we just started right after World War I, and in the early years, there was unbelievable persecution against the Jews, such as from Jews, the Shulman and Mitzvahs, so Moshe Feinstein is actually a rov in Russia, in the Soviet Union at the time. But eventually, Moshe Feinstein made his way, but he got out, he made his way, found his way in Australia to America in the 30s. But from the time, at the end of the 20s or so, in the early 30s, the relation with a rov is not exactly the safest position to be in, literally under the communists. And one of the things that one of the things the communists did, besides closing the shuls, they should be closed on the cross. They were anti-religious. The Moshe and other of the communities tried to come up with these very, very chaps and pieces of how to possibly somehow be able to construct the cross literally right over the nose of the communists. So the Moshe was on the top of Lubavitch at the time. So he got involved with the following project. Crazy. The Russians decided that it's very important for everyone to get exercise. Well, to be healthy, you know, Mother Russia. So they decided to build a swimming pool in town. So Ramesh Shachat, that we can possibly maneuver with the swimming pool, maybe according to some opinions, actually kosher mikvah. Depending on how you build, depending on right now, it's possible that there's some shitas we could create a pool that may actually be able to potentially, according to some, be a kosher mikvah. So, they're able to maneuver in Fernando, but they build, I'm behind the scenes a little bit. In Russia, the general rule is a little broad here, and they pretty far. So, whatever the kunzaba, they're able to figure out a way that literally the communists themselves were building a mikvah, didn't even realize they built a mikvah. What was the problem? The problem was, it was open for men and women. All the time, except the women built a mikvah for men. So, the Russians, others, the crowd, approached the leaders, and they said, we really want to take advantage of this. We will be if we're Russians, because we want to get that exercise also. Our women are going to feel very, very uncomfortable when we're swimming with the men in the air. Give us like one or two nights, women's hours. Women's hours. Give us a little bit of time to be sure. So they continued. So they're willing to give all the women, any night they had to go to the mikveh, everyone had to go on whatever night was. So boom, the night that they gave them was Friday night. No time to make it. Friday, all the women, all the Jewish women, all the women are now going swimming. One night swimming for about one night a week. They were going to using this tevila, this machlokes mikvah, the yavish as a chak kosher mikvah. What was the problem? How much it's cold in Russia. And the water was heated up. Who was the one heated up by? Go figure. You know what? By some Jewish communist. He was in charge of heating up the pool. Every Friday night, the women would come to this swimming pool, like in mikvah, and they would go to the pool. What's the shadow? The shadow was, there's an isser, you're not allowed to be mad there for Meister Shabbos. A malach of the rice, you know, the heat of the oil, the mishal of the rice. So now the mal, here Rabbi Shah turned the world upside down to try to get this kosher mikvah, and now the women can't even use it, because the use would be a violation of this isser of being mad at Meister Shabbos. What do you do? Come on, what do you do? Came to Moshe with a whole tshuva. He has laid you on the tshuva. He writes as follows. I am the sentence of Shoshon and Dafka Kessel. Sugya what? What's the sugya? You're not allowed to be nene from Maisa Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to be nene from Maisa Shabbos. That's the Israel of Maisa Shabbos. Says the Moshe, he says this. Oh my God. Mix this lovely husband. He says the Moshe, wait a second, not so simple. Mitzvah, the host didn't know. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara is talking about in a hot place in Babel and in Iraq and in Israel. The Gemara says, "Be also chal, but also her." So now, take that and flip it around. The climate in Russia, the opposite. When is it booker? When is it also? It's 40 below in Russia. And now I want to use the hot pool. Like a schmuck. He says, "What a beautiful hadras aguf." Get out. Penalty markers down. Flip down the plate. There's hadras aguf. Disaster. So here, Rabbi Shimon wanted to salvage this mikvah that he just built based on mitzvah. The other thing, and now he just ran through a brick wall because it's a loss of growth of the heat of the mikvah. So that's Rabbi Shimon's problem. According to the Ram, we have to face the problem. According to the Ram, tremendous. But the Ram is a loss of growth, it's a disaster. Then that's always a disaster. There's Rabbi Shimon, so we follow him. Can we follow this Rashi? But you make it. It's a Shazbuch, Eva Shazbuch, over there. Maybe we can rely on the Rashba, the Eerie, and the Ova, the Shem, and say, even in Rasa Gufa covered. But wait a second, wait, hold on. Even the Rashba, the Eerie, agree that what? It's still what? It's still a problem. Nice, the Gemara says it's a problem. At the end of the day, the Gemara says it's a problem. Maybe. Maybe not in response. The problem is this. According to the Rashi, we may be a very, very toned down, very, very bold level problem. It's a gezeira that the Rabbanon, people didn't get confused, they didn't think the guy's doing an aveira. So maybe on a low level, they said the Rabbanon, they would say, how bad the aveira is it to be there in Meister Shabbos? Not only is it the best thing in only what? What is it in Meister Shabbos? What was the Rishon like a double drabon, a very, very low level drabon? And the Nenef from Master Shabbos, the Achra Maisa, which is really probably what they're anyway for the Rosh Meiri. And the other choice is, the one was actually going to be called the other. So maybe the Chiyai Da'af, when there's such extenuating circumstances, such a low, low, low level drabon, what does it mean to be Meikil? and therefore we can salvage and let these women use the mikvah on Friday night, even though they're quote unquote being nene. We can hide behind mitzvah that the others didn't do. The mitzvah the others didn't do works even for no la achra ma'isa. The Gemara says it doesn't. That's a kenesh the drabanan chumah the drabanan. That's not going to kill those mikvah. That was a Moshe's video break as well. Moshe wrote the suja in Rosh Hashanah. You never know when you have to pull out your hat. A wild suja in Rosh Hashanah. Next time you're in February, you have to remember that you don't things properly. Okay, good. That was the Shirayim from yesterday. And I want to continue back to our suja for a moment. So let's go back. Let's go back to our suja mitzvah b'Anastinu for a second. And I want to talk a little bit about, not so much about shofar, not about mikvah. I want to talk about a chalitza shoe. Now, if you remember, we mentioned the other day that mitzvahs of the other state could cover potentially a chalitza as well. And in fact, that's what the Gemara says. In the fourth of the when you have kuf gimel aveis, sandu shul aveis kichav losachwetz. If you have a shoe of aveis zara, you can't do chalitza with it. But if you did it, it's okay. Why? Going back to last sugya, it's not what? A little chazara? Why is the chalitza kosher? It's not what? Why is it not Ksusim Echta Shuri? Who remembers? Nur Benetam of Rishonim quickly, yeah? According to Ksusim, it's Shawa. According to Ksusim Mishnah, it's what? There's no Dinah B'Shir altogether. By Chalitza Shuri, because it's just a physical Shuri, it's not a halachic Shuri. But even according to Rosh, who says physical Shuri, my subject, Ksusim Echta Shuri, why is this okay? Because what? It's talking about what kind of Avodah Zarah, Shawa? Shal Nochri, which is subject to Bittel, or according to Meditam, it actually was a readiness Batel. So for some deep, dark secret, it's not subject to Ksus Mech Tshirei, and therefore it's okay. Mitzvah V'honest Nitnu. Frekter is Vokasha, 15 Ramakar, Vim Taimar. Dari Nenes Pesadlo Shal Avedizar, Shal Teres Lashuk. Uglev Ksus Basa. What do you mean? Based on this chalitza, not only is she doing the mitzvah of chalitza, she's also what?
Getting hana.
What hana is it?
Going to the show, she does, she can remarry.
She can remarry whoever she wants. Up until now, she couldn't remarry. Lo siyas ha-meitz ha-chut v'zosh, this is the right to remarry. Kum the chalitza, she can remarry. Goy v'ksum basa. She gets a ksumba after the chalitza. Kol's man that she doesn't do chalitza, she doesn't get a ksumba. She does a chalitza, she gets a ksumba. So Gavaldik, she's making 200 bucks, she's making 200 zoos. So these are what? Let's qualify this. What is the Ritvai asking?
How could you say that here you can get...
Because these are what? Call it. What is this? This is Hanasa? Zanasa Guf. Yeshogru. Listen to this Ritvai. Yeshogru. The Afagav you nenes, says the Ritvai, you're right. It's not Hanasa Guf. But of the surah, and what she did was awesome in a Torah. Inochinami. This is like being Toivel in a what? Give me an example, the model. This is like an example of a Mayan when? Nosachama. Mikomokom Chalitza Ksheri says the Yeshayim in the Ritva. Nevertheless, the Chalitza is still kasha. What does the Ritva say, Rabbi say? That the Issa that you did doesn't necessarily disqualify the Chalitza. So the Ritva says the question is better than the answer. How can you tell me that it's mutter? What happened to Hanasa Guf? The answer is, who said it's mutter? Nobody said it's mutter. We just said that it's good. The Evid is good. Because the violation of the Evid doesn't disqualify the Chalitza. Frekta Ritva Valesa, these Yeshom are not correct. Why? Because says the Ritva, there's a klal going all the way back to our first sugya. That any time you did an Aveira, the doing of the Aveira is not just a lechetchil. Doing the Aveira is a disqualification of the mitzvah even after the fact. How do I know that? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the only reason why you yaitse with shofar and lulav shel aved zara is because mitzvah aved zara didn't do. Name of the avagav didn't have to be a sir. Become up by the aved avad. Why don't we say no? That even though you did an aveira, okay, you did an aveira, big deal. It's clear from the Gemara that doing an aveira disqualifies the mitzvah of the aved. So just as doing an aveira disqualifies the mitzvah b'di'eved, so too it should disqualify the chalitza b'di'eved as well. That's the Ritva's kasha against the Yesh. Who here read this Ritva? Who here thought about this kasha Ritva? Who thought this Ritva's kasha is not such a great kasha? How would you attempt to read this Ritva? How would you analyze this Ritva's kasha? Ritva's being a raya for the Gemara that that Aveiris disqualify mitzvahs, so too Aveiris should disqualify chalitza. No? Let's hear it. You want to hear it? No? Talk. Well, we're not for, no one's telling you to do the Sadhana Shalom HaBazar. You choose to do the Sadhana Shalom HaBazar. The Ritva is making
you. It wouldn't give you an option that you can't actually
complete
that.
Okay. So let's backpedal for a second. The Ritva is making an equation. He's saying, just as shofar and lulav, averas disqualify, so to chalitza, averas should disqualify. So he just drew an equation on the board called mitzvahs, shofar, lulav, to chalitza. In order to understand this extrapolation of the Ritva, we have to understand why is the din true by the shofar and the lulav. Whenever you want to say A equals B, you cannot discuss whether A equals B unless you understand why B works. What are the mechanics of B? So if you truly understand why B works, then we can begin to attempt to discuss whether A should compare to B. So why is B working? Why is it that going to show there in this problem? Who has this capture? Way, way back. I blow it before I did tell there, it wasn't this for shout. So what's the mechanism? We're going to discussion. Who has this passion? Shofar Shalat? What was the sugi before that? Shofar Shalat? Shofar Shalomim, what did you say? They gave Shofar Shalomim, why? Lo Yotza, read the Ritva, why not? After the Ritva, two answers, you open two answers, look here, you must have two answers. Either because of what? Or because of? If you go down the first route of the mitzvah of the Yaira, that's the equal, that's what creates the ability to be Yaitzeh. Who wants to now the friendship between Chalitza and Shofar and Lulav? Could one argue that chalitza is not a what?
It's not a what?
You know what's that? It's a vaver because it's not a what?
Yes.
Chalitza, what's the goal of chalitza?
If
you want to read out, you do chalitza. There are some chalitza who say, let's say a woman's 95 years old, the husband died without the children. She has to do chalitza. Maybe I want to do chalitza. If she's not saying a read out, do chalitza. It's a matir. It's not a mitzvah. One could suggest that, or maybe we're wrong. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. And if she doesn't want to do it, I say, I don't want to do it. What does she have to do? It's a mitzvah. So if you go down the route of the ego of the mitzvah, what prevented you from fulfilling the mitzvah of the Shas HaNeira is the klal of the mitzvah of the Neira, one could argue on the mitzvah's kasha. And maybe that's in fact what the Yesh Sherman held. But why did the Ritva feel that the Yeshua was just absolutely wrong? Because what does the Ritva think the emissary reason is? What's the emissary mitzvah reason why doing an Aveira disqualifies the mitzvah? Because that funny svara that they didn't understand. That funny svara that they didn't understand applies not just by Shofar and Lulav, or else does it apply? It applies by Chalitza also. We'd rather say the Chalitza is no good. It's better to you, we're doing a teva by declaring your Chalitza to be bottom of Makom. Save you from the other.
If it's not a mitzvah, does the chum have the power to say that this mites the chalitza?
Yeah, so we don't know what the problem is. You know why I can't answer that question? Because I have no idea what it meant by mitzvah. Okay? If I do that, then I'm going to get the problem here. So, on one side, what do we see here? All of a sudden, this sugi number four, is now the natural outgrowth of sugi number one. Depending on what you thought the reason the Shomish or Shlomo and Yotza is, that's going to impact whether you think these Yeshomim are correct or not. So the report doesn't like this issue. He doesn't tell you who they are, but he doesn't like them. For sure doesn't like them. So now he's stuck with his kasha. Hey, so what happened? So why is it that we don't declare that the chalitza should be problematic because of hanas aguf? There's a double hanas aguf. She's mutas l'shuk and gave it to basa. Of a hanach in the ritva says 3 lines at the bottom. The lo chashiva hanah b'yisuri hanah al kishenan b'gufay. Hater l'shuk. Uzchiyasa v'ksuba, ain't ze migufa shel sandal. V'ein ha-chalitza ke-grama bi-alma, zok the Ritva. Hanoah means, I'm enjoying this object. I'm getting a good cold tub out of this mikvah in the heat of July. That's hanoah saguf. Person took a ned and not to eat bread. He's enjoying the geshmak, a piece of bread. Here, the sandal is also to me. There's an isra of a nizar, an isra of a nizar from the sandal. Here, what's happening? I'm using the sandal, but I'm not wearing the sandal. I'm not enjoying the sandal. I'm using the sandal as a way to set into a chain of events into motion that I use the sandal. And after using the sandal, I become a chalutza. As a chalutza now, I have shirich prospects. And now that we have shirich prospects, I go to Beis and collect my 200 zuz. So the sandal down a few steps along the way created these tremendous hanos. Thus is Mishkein, does it not call being nene min hasandol? Halamaza daimed, zok to Ritva. What is this similar to? The Muda no mimayim, shtavim sikshonim, that tagamar. Also, look at Rosh Hashanah Kavches. I have a mikvah, and it's a nice, cool, chilly mikvah in the middle of January. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to be toivul in here. Wait a second. Now that he's tohor, he can eat ma'is hashem. Now he's taking the chum, he can eat kavanos. That's a gevaldik hanoah, right? So how can the Gemara say that toivul bavi ma'isek shomim? What happened to the Yisrael? No, the answer is, hanoahs that come derech grama v'alma, that is so far-fetched and so far removed down the line, do not even qualify as the Yisrael in the first place. That's the emes lamita answer to the trust kasha. So again, so the Ritva was bothered with the kasha. What happened to the hanoah seguf? So the Ritva tempted Yesh Armim's teretz that there's an Aveira, but the Aveira doesn't disqualify the Chalitza. And the Ritva rejected that based on his understanding of what disqualified mitzvah in the first place. The Yesh Omim clearly held the other pshat and held that Chalitza is not really a mitzvah. The Ritva's Emes Teretz says this is considered to be a Hanoah Derech Rabbah, and he even brought a riot to this idea that Hanoah Derech Rabbah doesn't pose a problem. So Ad Kan Divahara HaRitva.
Can you say the same thing? That's what he's saying about the
Sanjay was
right?
Yeah, he's saying it's too far removed. Right. Too far removed.
If a lady's been in torture for 5 years because of this stuff, it's not.
But still, that's not called being nanim gufa sandal. It's the sandal creates the chalois heter, and then the male she's muteris. That's not called being nanim sandal. You hold like the Asia over here, okay. But they're wrong, the Asia.
Yeah. There's still, even though the Hana is removed, there's still an Aveira, right? From the Avodah Zarah.
No, there's no Aveira. The Ritva says there's no Aveira. What's being Nenem and Aveira? I'm not being Nenem. The Yisra from the Avodah Zarah is to be Nenem and Avodah Zarah. I'm not being Nenem and Avodah Zarah. Okay?
Then why shouldn't we use
it? Oh, Bam Kasha. So why does the Gemara say, L'chara, the Ritva is guilty of overkill. So why Los Achleitz? According to the Yesharim, I got it, right? According to the Yesharim, it makes perfect sense. But according to the Ritva, why los achloitz? What? So you want to say, because it's mius, because it still doesn't sit right. So mius makes sense if you hold that chalitza is a lot, is a mitzvah. But the Ritva himself seems to be saying, right, that chalitza is not a mitzvah. So I could still hear a losachot. I could still hear a mius. I could still hear somebody saying, even though it's not a cheftesh al mitzvah, it's still a bizoyon. A bizoyon is not necessarily dependent upon being a cheftesh al mitzvah. Even a matir may be subject to an inyan of mius. Tell you an interesting story. Remind me of the Chazon Ish. They say that the Chazon Ish used to be machted on the Erev of Bnei Brak. So the Chazon didn't use the Erev, but by the way, he used to oversee the Erev of Bnei Brak years ago. He would make sure that the poles looked nice. He didn't like that the poles of the Erev would look messy. It would look like a half-baked, put the Erev. It should look nice. The Erev should look nice. The Yes Chazon, why should the Erev look nice? The Erev is not a mitzvah. Putting poles around town, why is that a mitzvah? So apparently the Chazon understood that, you're right, it's not a mitzvah. But it's a religious entity. It's like it's a bizarre of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to. You don't need such a formal category called a mitzvah cheftza for mitzvah in order to be bizarre to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Anything that's being used to help us keep the dini haTorah, even though what I'm doing per se is not necessarily a mitzvah, just a matzah, it's still subject to the parasha for nius. Maybe that's the same idea here, according to the Ritva. Yeah.
I believe that the chalitza shoe is also supposed to be a shoe that could have been worn by the guy in the different scenarios. So
oh, you ask you a whole other story. He said, let's disqualify this chalitza, because if it's usur to use the shoe, so then, right, you're saying that according to this Ritva, really it's not usur to use the shoe, because that would be nene minaguf. But the chalitza is still good because it's indirect at us. You're asking, 1 second, why isn't that called not roy lekach? So the right. Gemara talks about that a little bit. A little bit in that sugya about muskuf dala, the Gemara does talk about that topic. Okay? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, one last akuda about this, and then we'll move on to the next sugya. That's a comment of the Baal Amor, the Tehran, and the 6th Amamik of his books. Kosar Rabbi Nizrach Yalevi Zal, the chi shari dafki with kiyas to Rosh Hashanah, she mitzvah min ha-toyrah. Of a tiny years love, the Baal Amor is a tremendous chiddush. He said, mitzvah of Yonestin only applies to mitzvah deraisa, to kiyashav is deraisa. There's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon and Titus Tzibur's to blow as well. Really? There's such a mitzvah. We just had a time to sleep on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Anyone remember hearing shofar on Sunday? Good, what? Yeah, we're getting to Chanukah. I just want to identify this mitzvah exactly. There's a mitzvah of a shofar on Titus Tzibur. So the Gemara says the lashon in the third paragraph, earlier in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that in a Tainish, there's a mitzvah to blow. It's unclear what it's talking about. So some Rishonim says a mitzvah of a shofar. Every time is a mitzvah of a shofar. The Rabbanan, the father, the tzibur is not a shofar. Another Rishonim says, contrary. On a Tainish, what's the mitzvah of a shofar? Not shofar, but what? Every time this is the Shas Tzara. So it's Machlekes Rishonim, what exactly we're even talking about. Are we talking about Keshof and Keshof? Before we get back to this about more of the drive, so I just said, we had a time to see from something. So I didn't know that we showed for Shoshan Keshof. Why did we do nothing? It's not clear what makes the Gemara has a very short line of looking at Shoshana that on the planet Simba is mixed with Kiyah. What does it go with that? Some Shoshana say that it's a good line, it's a good line, it's a silver trumpet, it's a good line, it's a good line. Some Shoshana say that it's a good line, 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 it's a good line. So I would say, how come you don't go with such, anyone here ever hear it's a good line?
And this is a good line. Oh,
absolutely, I'm wrong, sir. What did you let the Mother Rum to believe that this kiss of Tzitzis is only at Tzitzis? What did the Mother Rum do? He went to Chumash. He said Chumash. Rishin Tzabal Milchama. Yar Tzachana. Matzar, Hatzor, Esrem, Arel, Sam, Achatzor, Strauss. He said the Mother Rum. It says the Chumash, Mary Tzitzrol. That's why we don't blow the poem. The poem is about Mary Tzitzrol. Great, Baruch Hashem, so the Mother Rum is out of the problem. Now we're in Eretz Israel, and Nebuch we have Shas Tzoros in Eretz Israel. Nebuch we've seen in our own generation. So what's going on? So they're going to solve the problem until the 1900s. Now they have a huge problem. But what happened to the Mitzvah? Hey, they hold there's no such thing. What's the Mitzvah? 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 So Rabbi Feinstein writes the Mitzvah for the following Mitzvah. When did they talk Chatzetzis? What's the Mitzvah of Chatzetzis? What's the Torah's description of Chatzetzis and Pashat Balazar? Very carefully. When does the Torah speak about blowing chatzaitis? So first of all, they blew chatzaitis in the Midbar, That was a special Harar Shah. That wasn't a mitzvah l'dayrus. That was for what purpose? When did they blow chatzaitis in the midbar? For three different reasons, right? Either l'masa z'machanos, when it was time to stop moving the camp, so they blew chatzaitis. Or when else? L'hakil z'alkohol, to gather the people. Or when else they blew? At least one chatzaitis. To gather the nesim. M'chasi z'kol, v'nolach ha'nesim r'shifa. So there was tkiyas chatzaitis that took place b'shas hamidbar. That was not, those are not mitzvahs. That was Harar Shah.
How do we know?
What?
How do we know that?
How do we know? Well, they weren't traveling at other times. They lived there in Israel. They weren't traveling around. They didn't have those concepts of Hakel Saul, that whole concept didn't exist. But there is a mitzvah l'deiros of tkiyas chatzaitres, and there are actually two different dimensions, two parts. What does the Torah say? Oh, the Torah says two things. Okay, let's back to Chumash a little bit here. Okay. What is the Torah describing? Tkiyas chatzaitres b'shas karbonis. Yesh lach korabos, yesh ladun. What is the relationship between the tkiyas chatzaitres b'shas melchama and tkiyas chatzaitres b'shas mikdash? Oh, so if you would have asked me, no, the tkiyas are the same. If you would have asked me, I would have said, the two different mitzvahs. You make chatzaitres for five different reasons. You make chatzaitres. Three out of the five reasons don't apply b'chlal because of harosha. The purpose of asel l'chashtei chatzaitz kesef. The Rishbarach was stated in the Hilgi Teir, the Rishbarach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, asel l'chashtei chatzaitz kesef. So what was the goal of those chatzaitz? It's five different purposes. One was the ma'aseh samachanus, one was the hakalas takol, one was the hakalas hanesiim, those were the harashas, and then chisavah b'chom b'yaretzachem, and then olasech v'shav meichem, v'elchem zikarim, v'rasheichem, etc. I would have said that the two tkiyas that the Torah records l'deiros are two separate mitzvahs. It's like eating in sukkah and shaking a lulav. Just because I don't have a lulav doesn't mean I don't eat in the sukkah. It's like tefillin shel yayin, wearing tefillin, wearing tzitzit. I don't have tefillin, that's the word tzitzit. So Ramesh is up, no. Nishtaz, Ramesh says he thinks that the eager purpose of the chatzaitzis, or for what? As it says at the very end of Yom Simchaschem, of Moadechem, Skata, the Chatzaitis, that's the real reason. That's the Emerson. The Chatzaitis are Klei HaMikdash. The Kodesh, Selah Chashtei Chatzaitis, Katzim, the Mamash from Klei HaMikdash. The Torah says that when you have these Chatzaitis that are generally Klei HaMikdash, then you go ahead and you use them for a second purpose as well. What's the secondary purpose? The Chisavom Mucham of Yaitzim, the Tzaitis, and use the Mishas Mucham. It's almost like Mashal Mandavadayme that there's an aron, and then you use the aron. It's a little different. It's a different aron. You use the aron also. Even so, you do pishas b'chomer also. So you almost like take the base of mikdash with you. This week's parsha, Parshas Matos. Pinchas takes the chatzotzes klei hakodesh b'yodo. He takes the chatzotzes with him. So you take the klei hamikdash and you go out pishas b'chomer. It's a funny thing, no? Just stop for a second. Just hashkafically. The thing, we're on the battlefield. We're going out with our tanks and our planes and our troops, and we take a little bit of the Beis HaMikdash with us. What kind of
thing? Yeah, you want to show that Hashem's with us.
Oh, because the Torah describes the Bash Kiseitze Machana Vecha, that there are a whole dinner when you go out to camp, so you have to be careful. You're not allowed to have tsoa there, you're not allowed to have erba there. Why? What does it say? Ki Hashem al Kecha what? Mesalech, Mekeva Machana Vahoya, Machanecha what?
Kaddish.
So when the Klaiso go out to war, they're not going out to war just on like wild behemoth. They're going out to war as Muhammad's mitzvah, representing a Kaddish Baruch. Kaddish Baruch is Hayla Chimayim. What?
Well, let's just say what
even Muhammad's Rishus.
That would apply the same thing exactly.
Even Muhammad's Rishus, it's still for whatever the rationale, whatever why, whatever reason,
yeah.
Whatever reason the Sanhedrin sanctions Muhammad's Rishus, Klaiso are going out to war. So you bring a little bit of the basic mikdash with you. So you bring the Yarmen with you, you bring the Chatzaitzis with you. So Moshe said, but the Ika Mitzvah Siyas Chatzaitzis is Nishfa Melchama, the Ika Mitzvah Siyas Chatzaitzis is for Mikdash. Therefore, Moshe suggests, if for whatever reason you don't have these Chatzaitzis for Mikdash, you know why? Because you don't have. Hey, why don't you have them? Because you don't make the Mikdash. So if you're not making the chatzaitis for mikdash, then you don't just stop making them for Muhammad. Muhammad is not a separate entity. Muhammad is an extension of mikdash. So you have to first make it for mikdash. If you live as manazeh, so in 1967, even though it was Bi'artachem, so the Magen Avram's, you know, condition was met, but it wasn't mikdash, and therefore the secondary condition wasn't met. That's the reason why we're not blowing chatzaris. That's our malicious. The bottom line is we're not blowing chatzaris, but there's a some shenim, and a regular time is we're going to blow chatzaris. And the time point is some shenim, chatzaris is known when you have all the chatzaris, you don't have to work together, that's chatzaris. We have a little time to see, but maybe we should blow shofar. So comes the Balmor assumes, yes, that the Rabbanan, you have to go shofar in that assumption. Come to Balmor with the staff, yes. But then the Balmor is that Mithras on the other side, and that's why it's a good Isa. But if it's a good Rabbanan, it's the other side. That is the same thing I know. And therefore, not only did that impact the consensus, it impacts the shofar also. Here's shofar, we do shofar, Rosh Hashanah, because the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan. A little bit of both. So the first keys that we blow are their answer, that's the list of the answer of them. Then the Dirabana we have to blow, so the Brachas we have to blow. So we do it all different sheets, we know what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, but there's a lot of keys out there, there's a Shabbat that are all the Dirabana. This is the Babos Kiddush. If you have a Shemfer Shalom in Zavra, you have a Shemfer that's also by law, you want to blow the keys that are answering there and giving you the name, that's fine. Because why? They have a Lama. Why is it mutter? So the bit says what? So what's fine? It's not going to say, stop telling the Kabbalah. No one really understands. I'm going to try to say, try to say, but tell the Kabbalah. It's a very good Kabbalah. What is that? Assuming this Machlok is about one Ran for a moment. Let's go back to something we spoke about a couple of days ago. Somebody mentioned it quickly. We spoke about, remember the Shah Nishar Ephraim? Remember that Meshuggah guy who's the only oil that he found was what?
With butter.
Guy's crazy. Guy's is fleshik milch. He says, bust the chol of oil. So he asked, Rabbi, am I allowed to use it for Neves Chanukah? So we said, Nishkafelach, this probably no Chesisabek. Who remembers why? No Chazar. Why is it probably no Chesisabek the Shuri by Neves Chanukah? A bunch of reasons. What? Yeah, according to Kesef Mishnah, it's a physical shear, not a lachish shear, because it's kapish in the rosh, right? There was one svar that we said. But wait a second, forget about suspect the shure. You're being nene from the bas macholov gevalt kashu. You're being nene. You're being yaitzi mitzvah. What do you mean, Rabbi? Mitzvah yonos didn't know. No, who's going to say? Wait, not so simple. Correct the balamor. It was chanukah only the rabbanon. So you can't hide behind mitzvah yonos didn't know. And for the Ran, yes, you can. So it comes out that shaila of the Shai Ephraim about using the oil of Bas B'cholov is a twofold shaila. It's actually impacted by two different sugars that we learned this year.
Isn't it just the tam?
It's tam of the meat with the butter is a shaila Bas B'cholov. That's right.
Only if it's the same day.
Yeah, assuming it was the nosim tam l'shavach, it was on the same day. Yeah. You're right.
If
it was more than 24 hours, then it won't be a problem.
Let's say it wasn't more than 24 hours. Let's say it wasn't frying pan.
Okay, that's also a problem.
Same thing?
So, it comes out that there are two different sugyas that we are learning together in the last couple of weeks that are impacting on the Shabbat Shabbat frying. Shaila number one was, can you say Ksusim Ech Teshira here? So that was one loaded Shaila. Shaila number two is, you say Mitzvah Yodas didn't know over here as well. I'll just share with you one last thing before I start the next sugya. A crazy, it was a wild, wild third dimension of that Shal Dishar Ephraim. A guy wants to use the fleshic butter, treif bas b'chol butter, and stick it into his menorah and light it up. So we're pilpuling, is that called a noz? Is that called a noz? But Islam, honest, didn't know it exists. But sure, in the air, we're trying to scrounge around Shalik Kabchaz. Can somebody tell me from left field another potential issue? Well, again, that's part of what we're talking about. Can someone tell me another thing? Nothing to do with the mitzvah part. So, Shai Frangle, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. You're cooking what? Lo sevashel. Cooking, where's your pot? Someone tell me where your pot is? That little Hanukkah candle thing, little glass cup. There's your pot. Where's your flame? Where's your fire? The little candle. I mean, the light. So someone to say, there's a pot with a fire. I'm assuming that nobody here learned Chulin. The Ion, the Kiyos, help, anything? A little bit? A little bit, okay. So anyone want to tell me, what do you think about this before we move on to the next thing? Just like a knee-jerk reaction. Would you call this official? Sounds a little humorous, no? I want you to call me a principal for Rosh Hashabbos. But this is probably not Bishul Bas L'Chalav. Oh, I mean, it was already cooked. That was the whole point. It was already became Bas L'Chalav. Ain Bishul Acha Bishul. I don't want to ask me kashrut. What does the Ramos say in Sidney Shinin Chas? Ain Bishul Acha Bishul only applies to what kind of foods, but not to other kind of foods.
That was already cooked.
What?
That was already cooked.
Ramos says it only applies to the Yavish, doesn't apply to the Balach. There's a Balach. So again, we're not learning Mechshech Shabbos now, we're not learning Mechshech Shulun right now. So that's a loaded question. Not for now. Okay, just food for thought. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. Again, there's a loaded question, but another time, another place. Okay, just wanted to familiarize you with the Shabbos. Let's move on, Rabbi Say. Bar Mokom, sheet number 4. A brand new sikh, totally different. You can put aside Mitzvah Minhanas Nitno and Sophos Lot of the Zohar. We're entering into a whole new realm, Rabbi Say. First in my Mekayimis, Shalchle Avod Yishmur. The message was sent to Avod Yishmur. Kafay v'yocha matzah yotzeh. The person was forced to eat matzah is yotzeh. In fact, they were kafay man. Who forced him? You live a kafay shade. That was a little spooky. He was forced by what? So what does that mean, forced by a demon? We're not commenting on the demons right now. What does that mean? It's basically describing a person who's never looks like he's being possessed by a demon. Oh, he's acting in a fit of what we would call today what? Like insanity. Like he's, I mean, she doesn't know what's going on. I mean, he's totally out of whack. So that's what it means. That's what Avod Shmuel, the message meant. That a person ate matzah, even though he's like being taken over by a demon, doesn't know what's going on. He's yaitzid a mitzvah. That's what it sounds like. Frankly, when it's wrong, and that's what it meant, it's wrong about time going to the braisa. Eatim chalab, eatim shaita. You have a guy who's sometimes healthy. Cholim is a little confusing. People thought cholim and cholim. No, it means the opposite. He's a guy who's healthy. Right? He's mentally healthy. Eatim shaita. Sometimes nebuch, he's not so healthy. Kishu cholim rekbechel dvarv. Anything that he does at a time when he's healthy, it's like a regular, normal, healthy, pikech person doing. Kishu shaita. Anything that he does when he's suffering from this temporary insanity, rekbechel dvarv. Is that a shaita? So what did the Gemara assume in this question? The Gemara says, that's not what Avod Yishmur meant, and then the Gemara gives a whole other pshat. So we're not going to get to another pshat yet. What's munach in the Gemara's kashya? What conclusion can we draw from the Gemara's observation here? Any mitzvah that's done by a person who halachically is a shaita, doesn't what? Doesn't count, doesn't register. And if he subsequently recovers, he has to do mitzvah over again. That's what it sounds like, right? Because the Gemara refused to say pshat in the message of what the Shmuel was, kafir chamatzah yotza, as referring to the kafir shade, because the Gemara could not fathom that a mitzvah done by a person in the state of kafir shade, i.e. shaita, could account to anything. It's based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch has the following comment. Ochon kezayis matzah v'nichol v'eshtu soy v'chak l'shrapeh. Person ate kezayis matzah on Pesach night when he was a shaita, and then he's healed, he feels better. Chayv lechol, achas l'shrapeh, he has to eat again. Yishayis achil l'hayis v'shar shaparakol mitzvah. Because that evening that he had, he was part of the mitzvahs. At Kaan Debir Shulchan Aruch, at Kaan Debir Gemara.
So what if this was
done? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to raise, so what? So I want to know, first of all, did the Shulchan Aruch add something to the Gemara? The Gemara basically, in Munach and the Gemara's Kasha is the din of the Shulchan Aruch. But did the Shulchan Aruch add a dimension that doesn't appear in the Gemara proper?
The Gemara doesn't explicitly state that it's doing again.
Well, I mean, that was Munach and the Gemara's Kasha, because the Gemara said that Yotza, the Gemara said, what do you mean Yotza? Of course you're not Yotza, you have to do it again. Being Yotza means you don't have to do it again, not being Yotza means you do have to do it again.
The Gemara didn't say
anything. The Gemara didn't say, well, we know we shared this part of Mitzvah, that was the Mishnah, I say Gemara's. What did the Gemara not say? The Gemara said,
right. The Gemara said someone says something about this sick, so
that's what he added.
What part exactly? The Gemara is clear. A shaita is part of a mitzvah that everybody under the sun knows that. Mishnah said that. That's given. The fact that a mitzvah that he did as a shaita is no good, that we also know.
He adds that there's a fee of afterwards.
The fact that he has to do the mitzvah over again a second time, it's also clear, because otherwise, what was the Gemara's kasha? Yotza. The Gemara just should have said yotza means great, you don't have to do it again. So it's clear for the Gemara's kasha that he has to do it again. What is still unclear? What did the Shulchan Aruch add? You have to be ready.
How much did he eat?
Because kezayis is always the shirchan. I don't need Shulchan Aruch for that. Lefi, why was he not yetzer the mitzvah when he did it as a shaita? Did the Gemara say why he wasn't yetzer? The Gemara just said he wasn't yetzer, since he's dino kishaita as a shaita is not yetzer mitzvah. The Gemara explained why he's not. No, who is the first one here on the page to explain why? Shulchan Aruch says lefi means because mipnei. Shulchan Aruch says it is the p'tur shaita min mitzvahs that is ultimately the meineh that prevents him from being yaitzeh the mitzvah. Could one have learned pshat in the Gemara differently than the Shulchan Aruch? Could somebody come up with another creative reason why a shaita that does a mitzvah is not yaitzeh, not because he's potter? That's not the reason why. Well, that sounds like almost the same thing that is called them.
Because there's no doubt.
A shaita, l'mosha, shaita is mekadesh isha. Is the condition chal? Shaita sells a piece of land. Is the kinyan chal? Are those two statements true because he's potter from mitzvahs? No mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah to sell a bag of potatoes. A shaita is a lav bar das. As a lav bar das, that means that all actions that he does don't what? Don't register. A 5-year-old kid sells something. It doesn't register. A 5-year-old kid's Bekadosh Ish, it doesn't register. 12-and-a-half-year-old boy's Bekadosh Ish, it doesn't register. Not because he's Potter for mitzvahs, because he's a lav bar das. So a shaita really has two aspects to him. A shaita is Potter for mitzvahs, a lav bar das. Which one of those two is the geirim? Which one of those two is responsible for the fact that he can't be yetzer the mitzvah? So, reading the Gemara itself, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. Maybe the reason why the matzah that he ate doesn't count is because the same way that the potatoes that he sold doesn't count. Because he gets his mice and just his meal. It's wrong to tell him what he did. But he does. The halach is not mesiachesas to what he does. So the Shulchan Aruch added in that nekud lefish eisechi lois mishashah pat
mekud. Maybe that's why he's pot there.
That may be why he's pot there, but still there's a big difference. My nafkamina, at the end of the day, the shirt is not yet. The Gemara is beferish, the shirt is not yet. What's the nafkamina? Can I extrapolate to... No, for sure you have to do it again. Either way, you have to do it again. What if I find another fellow who's potter from mitzvahs? But what? But not because he's labar das. He's potter from mitzvahs for other reasons. I'll give you a half a dozen other reasons. I can give you half a dozen, that's one. I can give you a lot. I don't want to give you illustrations. I just want you to understand conceptually why it's so important. You have to read the Gemara, read the Shulchan Aruch, and realize that there's a gap between the two. The Shulchan Aruch went out on a limb. He made a leap of faith that doesn't appear in the Gemara, and because by doing so, he now opens himself up to, hey, I got 15 other cases of people who are part of it, not necessarily labor analysis. Is there any reason why we should hesitate what the Shulchan Aruch says? Any question we can throw at the Shulchan Aruch? What? Not that he doesn't have a source, but there's actually a Gemara in the third of the Marmakamos that has to be analyzed very, very carefully in light of what the Shulchan Aruch just told us. Because we may be able to find another Gemara out there that indicates that doing mitzvahs b'shas p'tur is not the end of the world. It's not so terrible. There is no din klali out there that any time and every time you did a mitzvah b'shas p'tur, you're not yetzer. Maybe there's no such klal. So what Gemara am I referring to? I'm referring to the Gemara in the third of Marmakamos, Yavam Estav Samadhos. It's a very, very complicated Gemara, many, many different fronts. We're going to try just literally scratch the surface of it now and try to focus, hopefully, a little bit more on why this Gemara is so relevant for us. So comes the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Itmar. Hayloi banim b'yeisa ev kicham v'nizgaya. Do you have a fellow? I don't want to call him Reuben because he's not Jewish yet, so we'll give him another name. Give me a good Goyish name. Give me a real, real good Goyish name. Don't give me a real one. No one has a good Goyish name.
Bob.
I know some Bobs who are from guys.
Justin.
LeBron? Justin. Okay, I'm sure they're Brandon.
Christian.
Why don't we just give the simplest one? John. Come on, John. I know there's some Jonathan. John. John with an H. John. Come on, not too many. Not too many Johns with an H. John. Okay? So John marries a lady. Who's he married? Give me a good gracious lady's name.
Christina.
That was Christian's wife. Mary. John marries Mary. I know there's some Jewish woman Mary. John marries Mary, okay? And they got a bunch of kids. I need some more names, guys. Okay? So John marries Mary and they have two kids. Give me a boy and a girl. Give me again. I don't know the Bob. How could the Bob?
Sean.
Who'd you say? Sean?
LeSean.
LeSean. Give your Paul. Okay, Paul.
Lauren.
Stacy. I know Lauren's. I know Stacy's.
Wait, Lauren?
Joe.
Kathy. Come on, give me a Kathy. Kathy, okay. So they have two kids, Paul and Kathy. All right? This is where we have to withdraw failures here. You're learning Yevamos. This is Yevamos for Goyim, okay? So this is the art score Yevamos for Goyim. So you got John and Mary, you have two children, I guess we could say Mazel Tov, kind of, Paul and Kathy. And then this is what happens. John decides, he was this guyer. He goes to Mikveh, now becomes what? He becomes Jewish, becomes a Reuven. Yechon, John's like Yechon. Yeah, John, the H is Yechon, because Yechon. Okay, we'll make Mary, we don't really need Mary to be Jewish anymore, we'll make a Jewish anyway, Zolzayim, what should she become? Miriam, that's where Mary comes from. Mary is the gracious name of Miriam. So now you have beautiful, wonderful family, Yechanan and Miriam. And guess what? You know, I forgot the other guy's name was.
Paul and Kathy.
Paul and Kathy decide, like, what, we're going to be going? My parents are, my father's on your coil. My mother's St. Kilmol Day and running the Bikachol. I'm going to be the guys. I'm going to be Jewish also. So they become Jewish also. So Paul becomes what? Let's see if you guys know any, if you know any history. Paul becomes Shaul. That's what Paul came from. Paul was a corrupted former Shaul or something. Anyway, okay, we'll make Paul, we'll make him into a, give him a good Jewish name with the Pei. On Pesach, all right? So Paul becomes Pesach, and Kathy becomes, I need a good Jewish name with a Ka.
Kayla.
Pesach and Kayla, okay? A beautiful family. So Pesach is a stash tagging away. He's learning in Brisk right now. Kayla was the, you know, She was learning Beis Yaakov. She's back now in Shidduchim already. Everything very much. They have a beautiful, wonderful Yeshiva family. They're living in Lakewood now. Everything's gevaldik murder. What's the Shaila? So Yechon and Kump with the Shaila comes to the Rav in Lakewood. He says, "Dayan in Lakewood, tell me a Shaila. I want to know. Do I have to have more children now? Was I Yaitin Mitzipur for you? I have two children. They're my biological. They have my DNA. My biological children. Am I Yaitin and Mitzipur for you that I have when they were going?" This is such a complicated shaila. Besides the names, remember who's such a complicated, so many different factors go into the shaila. But there's one nekud in the shaila that's relevant for us. Goyim are not mechuyim mitzvah perverti. What's the complicated part of the shaila? What's the relevant part of the shaila for us? I did a mitzvah, not me, and John / Yechon did a mitzvah b'shas. Tour. How in the world can a mitzvah done by John part the mitzvah for Yechanan? So Rabbi Yechon Ishlokesh have a zah pilpul about the sugya, whole discussion on 9 yards about the sugya, and not one iota, not one mention about that topic. Nobody need Rabbi Yechon Ishlokesh raises that red flag and says, wait a second, how can a mitzvah shas p'tur part you? New wheels are turning. What do you think? What does this gemara sound like? What? There's no such claw. There ain't no such klal of a mitzvah b'shas p'tur not counting. What doesn't count? What kind of mitzvah doesn't count? A mitzvah that was done when you were what? When you were shlabar das. John is a bar das. He was so smart. He figured out how to become Jewish. Right? He's a very, very smart guy. He's a bar das. So if you just read the Gemara Kipshut and Yevamos HaBeizim and Aleph, you walk away with there's no such animal, no such klal called mitzvah b'shas p'tur don't count. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara Kipshut and Yevamos. Simple is not always right. Hopefully, tomorrow we have to go back to this. Why? We got a lot of work to do. So we have to go back to Yevamos HaBeizim, understand the Gemara properly. Those who I don't know if you can track down. There's a Turei Evan. Is there a Turei Evan in the Beis Medrash Rosh Hashanah? Anyone have a Turei Evan? Anyone have a Kovetz on Rosh Hashanah? A Kovetz on Rosh Hashanah. You have to have a Kovetz on Rosh Hashanah. So you can take a look at the Turei Evan on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, guys, have a good day. Thank you.